lettuce and tomato and it's on a long roll.
Submarine.
Any other name for it?
Sub sandwich or sub.
But you wouldn't say poor boy or Cuban or hero or hoagie or...
I've heard them, but I don't call them that.
Okay. Then after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Head cheese.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. That's what you make with the meat from... Did you ever hear the word souse?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Then let's see. What do you know a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Thank God, no.
Do you know a dish made out of hog blood?
No.
No?
I wish we had done this before.
Have you ever heard of taking the juice of the head cheese and stirring it up with cornmeal and then cooking it and later when it gets cold, slicing it and frying it?
No.
I've had this, actually. It's not too bad. Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
I don't think they do it in the South. I think it's a Northern. Okay. If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, it's done what? It is what?
Separated.
Or it's you would describe it as...
curdled? Or I...
Well, this is butter.
Yeah.
Its condition is...
I don't...
Do you know the word rancid?
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't associate that with butter.
What?
I'd associate that with meat.
What word?
Rancid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then thick sour milk that you keep on hand is, you deliberately let it get sour so that you can cook with it.
Cream? That's not like cottage cheese or
cottage cheese is what you make from it, yeah.
Yogurt, are you talking about?
Well, it's stuff that you make cottage cheese from.
Well, I don't keep any on hand, I'll tell you that.
Well, some say clabber or curdled milk.
Okay, clabber.
Do you know that term?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had just milked a cow, what would you do with the milk to get the impurities out?
Homogenize it.
Well, you don't have any of that equipment.
Yeah.
You pour it through some cheesecloth too. If you're getting water off the...
Strain?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you say strain the what?
Strain the vegetables or strain the milk?
Mm-hmm. What would you call something that's baked in a deep dish made of apples with maybe several layers of crust and crust on top, but not on the bottom? Apples or peaches, usually.
A cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a deep dish pie or a family pie?
Well, I was thinking of a pie, but put crust on the bottom, mm-hmm. too.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Mm-hmm. Do you have, what would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over cake or pie or ice cream?
Syrup.
All right. And if you had a little bit of food between meals, that's a...
snack.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, talking about consuming your breakfast, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock today.
8.
Yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten.
And I will...
eat tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then if you were thirsty, you might go and get yourself a...
drink?
Of what? What is that?
A glass.
Of?
Water.
Uh-huh. And you would say, the glass fell off the table and...
broke.
I didn't...
break it.
But somebody has...
broken it.
Okay, then if I ask you how much did you drink, you would say I...
drank.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, how much have you...
drinking? No. How much... I say something different every time I ask. I say, how much have you drunk? How much have you drank?
Okay.
It's interchangeable.
Okay. Let's see. If the dinner's on the table and the family are standing around and you wanted them to be seated, what would you say?
Please be seated. Sit down.
Mm-hmm. And so then they...
sat down.
And they had already...
they had already what?
Same verb.
They had already sat?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you didn't want him to wait until the potatoes are passed...